Dr. Jeff Thompson is now the acting superintendent of the Peace River School Division, and he joins us on the line today. Dr. Thompson, thank you very much for joining us. It's been a while.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's been a while since we talked around a little bit with the PRSD. I just asked quite simply as an icebreaker, how are things going in the 2025 school year?
Oh, things are going well this year. You know, there's lots to celebrate. Of course, there are many challenges that all school jurisdictions are facing these days with regard to teacher recruitment and staffing overall. However, we have lots of celebrations for sure. We are now embarking upon a new five-year education plan that the board approved last year. So that's exciting. That gives us some good direction and focus moving forward, not only at the division level, but at the school level. And our school administrators certainly appreciate that. You know, we've done very well from a recruitment perspective this year. Despite the significant challenges with teacher shortages, we find ourselves in a great space this year in that regard. And so, you know, we're off to a good start and off to a great start, actually. And, you know, we just finished a meeting with our principals and vice principals yesterday here in our Grimshaw Central Operations facility. And people are upbeat. This is parent student report card week, and next week will be parent-teacher interviews where teachers will meet with parents and perhaps some students and talk about the celebrations in their children's learning.
Yourself here, Jeff, you're now the acting superintendent. Unfortunately, Adam Murray is resigning, but fortunately, you are stepping in as the superintendent for the time being. How smooth do you think that transition is going to be, or how smooth do you want that transition to be going from Adam's leadership now to your leadership?
Yeah, so, you know, Adam and I had the pleasure of working together since I arrived in the Peace River School Division in 2017. So we worked very closely together, first when he was principal of Grimshaw Public, and then the next year he was at the divisional office as the assistant superintendent for human resources, and then, of course, into his superintendency. So we've had a very tight working relationship, you know, and so therefore and the fact that I've been in the division for a while, I understand the context in which I'm working. And so we feel that we will have a good, smooth transitioning. You know, unfortunately, people, you know, do leave sometimes the positions to pursue other opportunities. And this is one such circumstance. And we obviously wish Adam all the very best in his new exciting role in Yellowknife. And he and I have had many conversations over the last little while. And there's a general sense that we'll have a smooth shift transitioning from him in the role to me, again, guided by our five-year education plan and a lot of the other processes that we have in place that our staff have bought into and are committed to. And fortunately for myself, I've been in this role of superintendent before. I've worked at the division level now for 31 consecutive years in various capacities. So the role of superintendent is a very interesting role, a challenging role, but an exciting role. And I'm just happy that I've had that previous 3.5 years of experience that I can draw upon as well. And the fact that I know all of the board members, work with them closely, have worked with them closely over the last little while. That also sets things up, I believe, for a smooth transitioning from not only from an operations perspective, but from the governance perspective as well.
The vast array of real estate that the Peace River School Division has, yes, we all think of the Peace River School Division as being the major centers like the Peace Rivers and the Grimshaws. But you also have the outlying areas as well in the divisions, like the Mannings, the Dixonvilles. I think Deadwood is in there. Nampa is in there. You know, you have some of the smaller schools that are not necessarily just in and around the Peace River town limits. How difficult or how easy it is to create and to keep that equal balance to say, hey, the small schools are just as important as the big schools.
Yeah, you know, that's always a challenge when you're dealing with school jurisdictions that operate in relatively rural areas. And, of course, we're in a very rural area. And as you've indicated in your lead into your question there, we have, you know, more heavily populated areas like Peace River and Grimshaw. And yet we have a small school in Red Earth Creek, for example, which is on the eastern edge of our boundary and a 3.5 hour drive away. We have schools on the west end of our jurisdiction near the BC border that are very small. And so this rural urban divide certainly plays itself out in a number of different ways. You know, we've done a number of things over the years. When I say we, people long before I arrived there had done a number of things, and we continue to do a number of things to help ensure that there's an equity in service delivery. So one big thing we've done is develop a virtual education program. So what that means is a student in Red Earth Creek who 5 or 7 years ago would struggle to perhaps be taught by an expert, a person with expertise in chemistry or mathematics, or a pure English language arts specialist, because we would be hiring teachers who perhaps would be required to teach a large number of courses, some of which were not in their areas of expertise. Through our virtual education program, we've hired specialist teachers, and they actually deliver through a hybrid approach to students in all of our regions. So at any given time, you could have a chemistry specialist who's teaching chemistry to two students from Red Earth Creek, one from Worsley, three from Hines Creek, one from Menno Simons, and perhaps somebody from the Manning area. And so we've been able to, level the playing field from the point of view of ensuring quality educational services to all students in our jurisdiction, regardless of where they live. So just not only in Peace River and Grimshaw, but in those smaller rural areas whereby it's traditionally been extremely difficult to recruit people with specializations, or even when you were able to recruit people with specialized training, they were going to be required to teach outside of their areas of specialty because the schools were so small that they wouldn't have, you know, just an opportunity to teach only math and science. They also have to teach English, or the English trained teacher might also have to do some mathematics or some science. Through that initiative that we put in place a few years ago, we've been able to level the playing field there for sure. So that's just one example of, the division's acknowledgement that there are challenges associated with providing services to rural settings, and therefore we would have to do some things differently to narrow that playing field to make for a more equitable service delivery.
Moving forward here, Dr. Thompson, the calendar of 2024 is winding down, almost ready to turn the page to the 2025 calendar year. Moving forward, what are some of the big projects that are on the radar heading towards 2025 and for the rest of the school year?
Yeah, so I've mentioned already the division's five-year education plan. We're pretty excited about that. We have a plan that basically spills out strategies and approaches to help ensure students will be more literate, more numerate, and operating or attending schools in an environment that's inclusive and supportive of their needs. And so our exciting piece is that we're continuing to zero in from a strategic perspective to ensure that the strategies and practices that are put in place at the school level continue to narrow achievement gaps between our various students. So when you look at a disaggregation of student achievement results, we might find, for example, that our Indigenous students may not be performing on the whole as well as our non-Indigenous students. So once you have that information, you can then put strategies and practices in place that will help narrow those achievement gaps. So that's one piece we're really excited about, the fact that we've been building a culture for quite some time where teachers at all grade levels strategically utilize data and the evidence to inform their next lesson that they're going to deliver and their instructional practices throughout the year. The division, in 2018, the fall of 2018, we embarked upon a partnership with Jigsaw Learning. And Jigsaw Learning is known for It's promotion of collaborative response. It's really a process to help ensure that schools are recultured in a way to zero in on students who are struggling to be academically proficient and working collaboratively as a team to put strategies in place to ensure that they become more proficient. So we've been working that working with that now for 7 years. And yesterday, as a part of our meeting with our administrators, we did have a facilitator who's been working with us for a while attend that meeting. And, you know, there's lots of celebrations within the organization at the school level and lots of excitement about, where we're heading. And, you know, there's a sense that people feel we're on the cusp of some substantial breakthroughs as we continue the reculturation work, at each school. And, helping to build this this philosophy and approach that says students who struggle to be academically successful will need a team of people to support them through. And so that's become really the engine that's driving our change initiative. And when you look at where we were, 5 years ago even to where we are now, we've made some major gains. And, of course, it's always going to be a journey. You're never finished that work. But we have some great structures and processes in place that we think is going to carry us through in a way that will provide higher quality educational services for the students that we are responsible for. So, lots of things in the hopper, and lots of things to be excited about. And, it's great when you have a good team of committed educators and others and support staff like we do in our jurisdiction. It just makes tough work a lot easier. And when you have that kind of commitment and you focus it on a change initiative like collaborative response, people are willing to put their shoulder into it a bit more and are happy with the results that they see coming forward. So again, it comes back to having a good solid strategic plan that we're thankful for. The board having approved and developed and signed off on, and that's giving strong guidance to our schools for their own individual school-based plans and creating that alignment between school division priorities, school education plan priorities, and individual teacher professional growth plans and staff growth plans. Making that aligned well makes the tough work a lot easier. So, it's going to be more of the same, I suppose, for as we move into 25, 26. We haven't wavered from our course of direction. We set out six years ago to embark upon collaborative response as the change initiative that we would be using. And we resisted temptations of, dropping that and going to another initiative that was being promoted as the next best thing that you could do. And we haven't wavered from our course on that. And it's starting to pay dividends across the board. And it's exciting when you hear administrators share that. You know, it's one thing for us at a division level to think that things are going, well or in a certain direction. But when school administrators come to the table and say, hey, you know what, we're finding we're making some big gains here, we're getting good traction, then it makes it all worthwhile for sure.
Dr. Jeff Thompson is now the acting superintendent for the Peace River School Division. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me and for the conversation here this morning.